This week, we obviously need to talk turkey. Other than the bald eagle, it's hard to think of a more universally well-known bird than the wild turkey, given the association with Thanksgiving and the fact that it's the only Western Hemisphere bird to be domesticated worldwide. And of course, there's that famous letter in which Ben Franklin extols the virtues of wild turkeys over bald eagles, which he describes as rank cowards. Unless you're a very recent Washashore, you've probably noticed that wild turkeys have been on the increase on Cape Cod in recent years. Unruly gangs of urban turkeys hang around downtown Falmouth and other semi-urban locations. Maybe you've seen the viral video of some overly hormoned tom turkeys who chase a Falmouth mailman every day. You may laugh, but with males or toms standing 4 feet tall and weighing over 20 pounds, they are a feathery force to be reckoned with. In some winters, I've seen flocks of almost 70 wild turkeys stopping traffic in Eastham. But until fairly recently, turkeys were extirpated, meaning locally extinct, from Cape Cod. So how did they get to be so ubiquitous? By 1850, wild turkeys had been hunted to extinction in Massachusetts, and by the early 20th century, they were gone from much of their historic range in North America. In 1972, Mass Wildlife began translocating New York turkeys into Massachusetts. They were finally reintroduced to Cape Cod in 1993, and they've been on the rise ever since. There are now fall and spring hunting seasons for turkeys throughout the state, so even though the darkest day in the turkey year is just a day away, any turkey not currently in a barnyard can breathe easily. More than any bird I can think of, turkeys have a veritable glossary of weird words to describe their age classes, sexes, and body parts. Chicks are poults, as in the same root word as poultry, and young males and females are jakes and jennies. Adult males and females are toms and hens. Their call is, of course, a gobble, and males are also called gobblers. Males and some females have modified feathers on the lower neck called a beard. Males have redder heads with more fleshy bits called caruncles. Like really ugly mood rings, the caruncles change color when a turkey is excited. And that creepy, fleshy protuberance on the upper bill? That's called, and I'm not making this up, a snood. I suspect some pre-industrial ornithologist had a few too many flagons of mead when he was naming turkey parts. Males also have spikes on their legs called spurs, which they use to attack rival males. If you haven't seen a turkey fight, where males jump kick each other with amazing force, you're missing out. I once heard what I thought was a contractor's nail gun echoing through my neighborhood and discovered it was actually a couple of male turkeys kung fu fighting in my neighbor's yard. I don't know about you, but it's enough to make me think twice about becoming a mailman in Falmouth.